There hasn't been a killer put to death in Ohio in 18 months, and the state's last execution has likely taken place, according to the architect of Ohio's 1981 death penalty law. But prosecutors say killing off capital punishment entirely would be a mistake. Ohio's last execution was in July 2018. The next one, this coming July, seems unlikely, since Governor Mike DeWine has issued 8 execution delays since taking office last year. But there were still 6 death sentences handed down in 2019. Lou Tobin with the Ohio Prosecuting Attorneys Association says he's concerned what would happen if the death penalty were repealed.
All of the challenges that we see to the death penalty right now, all of the machinery and the defense bar that's built up around the death penalty will switch to life without parole. And the next thing you know, we won't have life without parole either.
Polls are mixed on public backing of the death penalty, and some Republican conservatives, including House Speaker Larry Householder, have said their support is waning or is gone. Former Ohio Supreme Court Justice Paul Pfeiffer wrote the death penalty law and now opposes the way it's used. But he says he highly doubts state lawmakers would go for abolishment.
I think it'll be a tough sale to get the legislature to repeal the death penalty. It's on the books.
Pfeiffer admits the death penalty has been good for one thing, plea bargains, to avoid trials that are painful for the victim's survivors and costly for the courts. Tobin agrees and suggests to make sure a death sentence could be followed through, lawmakers should look for new ways to carry out executions.
The statute should provide for lethal injection, any other method of execution that's been found to be constitutional, and I think we should explore the possibility of using nitrogen gas, a protocol that Oklahoma is exploring right now.
Tobin also suggests the federal government or other capital punishment states could help Ohio get lethal injection drugs, or that Ohio should once again allow pharmacies to make those drugs and be shielded from public disclosure. The last time that was permitted, no pharmacies offered to do so. DeWine has cited drug access problems as the reasons for delaying executions. And Pfeiffer says ultimately it is up to the governor, who can delay sentences or commute to life without parole. He recalls a similar situation with the Ohio governor who oversaw the last 2 executions before the U.S. Supreme Court struck down capital punishment. He notes there was a 9-year gap between those executions in 1963 and the court's ruling in 1972.
Jim Rhodes was governor of this state for 4 terms, for 16 years. But there were 2 executions when he was brand new governor. And then no more happened. He never said he was against the death penalty. It just didn't magically happen.
Is that what's happening now, do you think?
I don't want to presume to know what our current governor thinks personally. My guess is that he does not welcome the thought. He is a devout Catholic. The Catholic Church is opposed to the death penalty. I would think that he does not welcome the thought of having an execution occur on his watch.
There have been 56 executions since Ohio resumed the death penalty in 1999, after the 1981 statute that Pfeiffer helped create. And the state is 8th in the country in total number of executions. But Pfeiffer says he thinks Ohio has seen its last execution, which he says is a good thing. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio.